Hi, this is Debbie, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help you with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. And I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
Yeah, we can also send you samples, fast and free.
Wow, I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, no pressure, no hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Oh, okay, whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and save up to 40% site-wide. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Every season brings highs.
I'm in my drop top, cruising the streets.
And lows.
No way, because I know one of you two assholes would have done the same thing that I just did.
Are you kidding me?
This trio always has eyes on the market in H-Town. It's time to buy or sell. It's stock up.
The arrow's pointed up.
Stock down.
They're selling, Mortimer.
On the drive with Sterner and Hughley.
That's right, every hump day right here on The Drive with Sterner and Hughley. A little stock up, stock down with a different flavor each week. Today we got a Rockets 2025 off-season edition. Of course, the Houston Rockets, well, their season has come to an end at the hand of the Warriors, those turds. We'll get to the turds on Thursday. But a little Rockets off-season edition. Stock up, stock down. I want to start with you, Ron, the show Hughley. And you know what? You said something yesterday. I took it to heart. I'm all about personal growth, taking yourself out of your comfort zone. So I'm going to start with the positives today.
How about that?
I'm going to start with the positives. So stock up for you, Ron, the show, as the Rockets enter this offseason.
I think my stock up here is, and I see some people texting in theirs, is Reed Sheppard. You look at clearly what they are struggling at.
The arrow's pointed up.
Is what is his best skill right now. And it is almost surprising that he didn't find his way on the floor with how much they struggled with outside shooting. That can't be the case. You're not the number three overall pick and then start getting opportunities. You can't be the number three overall pick. Your specialty and the thing that got you most there is your ability to shoot the basketball, and you be on a team that struggles like hell shooting the basketball and not get an opportunity in year two. So I think that's got to be a priority for Ime Udoka and the rest of the Rocket staff, that Reed Sheppard become a bigger part and in the rotation at the very least, because they desperately need shooting. He is this team's probably most natural shooter even right now. Reed Sheppard got to be looking at that like, oh, yeah, they need my ass. As them bad boys just keep clanking, they need me. So Reed Sheppard, to me, stock up.
I like it. I like it. You talk about a guy that, I mean, not one minute in the playoffs that was that mattered, and somehow his value is up, and I agree wholeheartedly.
So around the show, Hughley, stock up this week is the young Reed Sheppard, the good Sheppard. Now over to you, Clint Sterner. What is your stock up for the offseason for these young Rockets?
It's easy for me, man. I think stock up is Alpi Shingun, man. Obviously he was an all-star throughout the year. Played a ton of minutes.
I'm so happy.
But then you look when he got to the playoffs, regardless of the production, I know he had some big nights. I know in the 2024-25 season, in the postseason averages, I mean, my man was over 11, damn near 12 rebounds a game, damn near 5.5 assists a game. And from a points perspective, he was over 20 points a game. Could he be better? Sure. But for the first stretch in the playoffs, the production was good. But I tell you what was even better was just how he bowed his neck. The moment was never too big. The fight was consistent for 7 games. And never backed down one moment. And I think he arrived. I think he made a name for himself in the NBA as one of the real hot risers in the NBA, if you will, guys to look out for. And so I think Alpi Shingun just is on a whole different level.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something...
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and save up to 40% site-wide. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Right now after that series specifically.
Yeah, absolutely. Hell, Draymond, after the game, after the series, said that Alpi Shingun never backed down, never backed up. Had a lot of respect for him, and Lord knows he was trying to push his buttons every step of the way. Yeah, I think he walks into this year with the thought and knowing, like, at least right now, I'm the guy here.
Yeah.
Like, I think right now there is a level of confidence that he is going to gain. Like, when we start talking about his bad game is 21-14-5, like, we start talking about that as a game, like, there's got to be some major confidence that he got from coming from this playoff run.
The arrow's pointed up.
So Clint Sterner, stock up, Alpi Shingun. We're on the show, Hughley, stock up, the Good Shepherd. This is Stock Up, Stock Down, live on The Drive with Sterner and Hughley every Wednesday right around this time. You can catch it. We're doing a Rockets off-season edition. Back over to you, we're on the show. Now I want to hear about your Rockets off-season stock down.
Yeah, stock down to me is Cam Whitmore.
You pick two guys that ain't touch the floor, huh?
Yeah, and Reed Shepard's one thing. That's one thing. Cam Whitmore wasn't even touching the floor when he brought in players in when it was over. Like, he didn't even get mop up. They weren't even gonna give him mop up duty.
Right.
And there are many people on the text line, and I can understand it. Like, hey, how come they just won't give him just a couple of minutes, some run? He's athletic. He's You know, he can score. Why would he steal a few minutes? And there is clearly a lack of trust. There is clearly a lack of belief in some form, or whether it's coming from him or the coaching staff, whatever. Clearly, they don't view him as somebody that many people would think, hey, man, he at least should get 10, yeah. You know, 10 minutes, right? Like, at least Reed's a rookie. He's played in games. And when you see him, he's lit up the scoreboard from time to time again. I honestly believe stock is down. Hell, I think he is most definitely going to be included in any kind of a trade that this team may make to go get one of those pieces. And your stock can't be any, like, Reed Shepard's not going anywhere. He's probably one of the prime people that's going to be involved in a trade.
Yeah, it's hard to argue with that.
I mean, he couldn't get mop up duty.
Yeah, there's got to be some level of, like, yes. him and M.A. Udoka just don't see eye to eye. Like, there's got to be and both,
like that.
Which both of those guys, by the way, they appear to be. And I'm strictly going off of the facial expressions, the body language I see on TV. Both of those guys seem to be real. How about you F off type guys?
Yeah.
Neither one of them seem to be guys that are going to put up much.
He may say, I don't even want you to get cardio.
Yeah, hard to argue with young Cam Whitmore being your stock down. We're on the show. Hughley, over to you. Clint, finish us off with a little stock down for the Rockets offseason, in your opinion.
Well, the lowest hanging fruit of the stock down group, it's Jalen Green. You're talking about a guy that before the series started is just a decent playoff series against Golden State away from being talked about league-wide, from being a guy that they continue to build around in Houston that they believe in, because they want to bad. M.A. Udoka and Rafael Stone, they want to. But you are literally just a decent series away from that to, I mean, he's got to be the centerpiece of the blockbuster trade that is in the future of the Rockets before next season starts.
It's destroyed his trade value.
It's bad. It's not bad enough that he went out there and did what he did himself in his own game. It's also to a point that so many guys that are young and around his age have just gone off in the playoffs. We're watching Tyrese Halliburton. Jalen Green has far more natural talent than that guy.
Agreed.
Far more. He is nowhere on that level. He scored 19 points. Nowhere on that level. Cade Cunningham, no chance. Even Anthony Edwards. We saw Anthony Edwards score 1 point. He was 0 for 10, though, in the half. Right? Like he went on. Like, it's just other young guys that play a guard position and that are young in his age range that are skyrocketing, and he's scoring 7. And 8.
Mm.
Yeah, that's rough. All right, coming up, we'll give you an Astros update. If you missed it, they got a dub. We'll tell you a little bit about that. And a huge, huge trade in the National Football League. How big is this trade? We'll discuss that coming up next.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and save up to 40% site-wide. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Podcasting isn't just evolving. It's having a full-blown identity crisis. I'm Allison Marino, host of What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined, a new series that pulls back the curtain on the forces shaping the medium now and what that means for all of us who love podcasts. I'm really excited to share the official trailer where you'll hear from some of the biggest names in the space. Ira Glass, Leo Laporte, Guy Raz, Hernan Lopez, Lex Friedman, AJ Feliciano, Dan Granger, and yeah, me too. Here it is now.
I still want to kill the word podcast.
That's not just a hot take. It's a symptom of an identity crisis.
Big company run media, and people are trusting it less and less. It's really important that we're independent.
There's a handful of companies that control the vast majority of podcast inventory that have the vast majority of the gigantic shows.
We left radio behind for a reason. We wanted to get away from all the gatekeepers.
I don't know that you could do this as effectively in video.
Podcasting is at a crossroads. I've watched the industry swing from hype to consolidation to reinvention. But this time it's different. From the producers of the documentary Age of Audio, Oxford Road presents the Media Roundtable special series. What's a podcast? The Revolution Redefined.
All of us who work in the media, like, yeah, we got to run a business and like, we got to make a living and we got to sell our ads and we got to do all that. But we all got into it because like, I think most of us, like, it just gave us a feeling.
A three-part series where you'll hear the leading industry voices give their takes on what podcasting has become and where it's headed next. Teaming up with Oxford Road and Age of Audio director Sean Colon for this series was fun, but also kind of a wake-up call. If you love this medium as much as I do, you've got to listen to What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined. It's out now, wherever you get your podcasts.